Good morning, Sam.
G'day, Darren. How are you going?
All right, mate. How's the painting going?
Yeah, painting's going really well. The club's looking fantastic, ready for this weekend.
Well, just explain exactly what you are doing aside from painting there at Don.
So we've done a full renovation of our change rooms, toilets and kitchen. So we were lucky enough to secure some grants over the last year. And I think it's the first update in the change rooms that the club's probably had in 30 years. So we've now got cubicle showers. Our toilets for patrons are now a lot bigger. And we've also got disability access for toilets as well. So as well as our kitchen becoming a bit more modern so that we can host larger functions as well, which is great.
Awesome. All right. So you finished the home and away season top of the ladder, in fact, undefeated.
We did, yeah, undefeated, which I believe is the first time the club's done it, at least in my time being here. Last year we lost only one game in the regular season, and I guess with only a 10-game season, I mean, undefeated is still hard. You've still got to beat everyone twice, but, you know, with five or six less games in the season, it you know, makes it a bit easier, I guess.
Yeah, close game against Taruna on the weekend.
Yeah, they really did. They really put the pressure on us, I think, for the most part. We were probably behind during the game. It was 10-all at halftime, but for the most part, they were able to put the pressure on us and keep us under the pump. And but our subs, which have been really valuable to us this year, we a lot of great teams have a good bench, and we're fortunate to have that. And we made the changes throughout the game that we normally do, and stuck to our game plan, and were able to sneak over the line, I think, with a couple of minutes to go. So it was a really good win for the Bulls.
All right, so first week of finals coming up. So you play Taruna again this weekend?
Yep, so we'll have Taruna here at home. Kick-off's at 3 p.m. And that's sort of been a tradition, I think, for the last probably 8 years, that Devonport is hosting either Taruna or Harlequins in the first final at home. So It's going to be a very big game for us, and it'll certainly be probably the most physical game we've played all year.
Finishing top of the ladder, you get two chances, right?
Correct. Yep. So if we win on Saturday, we go straight through to the grand final, which is on the 17th of October. And if we don't win on Saturday, then we'll have another home game the following week on the 10th of October, and that'll be against either Glenorchy or Hobart Lions, who are playing off in the 3 and 4 preliminary final.
Yeah, well, win this weekend, get the week off, get everyone fresh and ready to go for the grand final.
Well, that's the goal, that's the plan. I think the boys would like a week off. We with the new structure of the season, we haven't had the buys that we normally have, so it's been a solid sort of, especially with the four or five weeks away in Hobart, made for a bit of a longer season. So I think the boys would like a week off. So get the job done, and we get the rewards.
Yeah, that's it. Have you got a full fit squad or what?
Yeah, we're pretty lucky at the moment. We had a couple out last week, actually. We had our 9, Ash Lowry. He's having some trouble with his ribs at the moment, so he took the week off. And then Mark Meo also had the week off, and Dean had the week off. So we've got 3 guys coming back in, who are all coming in off of injuries, which should really, really boost us there in our first 15 weekly. So other than that, last week, I believe, we've been pretty fortunate with injuries this year, and we just need to hopefully stay injury-free for another 2 games, and we'll be pretty sweet.
All right, so what time's starting there at Don, Saturday?
Saturday will be 3 p.m. kickoff.
All right, and new club rooms, well, refurbished club rooms and all of that, new facilities. Be a big day for the club and a chance to show it off. And I would suggest that if you win, there'll be a good time there on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, always a good time after a win at home. And to get one in a final will be even better. It's also our sponsors' day as well,
yep.
Which will be really good. We haven't had that opportunity to thank our sponsors this year. Just playing at Maidstone Park's made it a bit difficult. But, so we'll have a big sponsors' day and lots going on. So it'll be a fantastic afternoon.
Awesome. Good luck, mate.
Yeah. No worries. Thanks, Darren.